In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. You know, if there is anything iconic to Ash Wednesday, I think it probably has to be the sign of the smudge of ashes across our forehead, and that's what we'll receive here in a few minutes. To me, that little smudge of ashes, it calls to mind two things. First of all, I'll do a pop quiz. Where do those ashes come from? From last... Thank you. Okay. I had a friend this morning that posted on Facebook. He was a Lutheran pastor, or a Lutheran friend, in Ohio. And he had waited until this morning to burn the palms, which he did, and they were cooled down, and he was getting ready to collect them when a gust of wind. He said, I quickly have had to change my sermon to dust in the wind. That's the Holy Spirit. So the ashes come from these palm leaves that we use to shout, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And I want you to remember back a year ago. I know I can't remember what I did yesterday, but follow me here. We had those palm leaves ourselves. We had palm leaves and we were shouting and waving those, just like those people 2,000 years ago did. Shouting and waving them around, Hosanna. And a week later, those same people who were shouting Hosanna were in the streets shouting, Crucify Him. Crucify Him. I've often wondered if they kept any of those palms when they returned home from that crucifixion scene, if they didn't see those palms and think to themselves, My God, what have I done? It's a haunting image, really. Haunting thought. The other, of course, image that comes to my mind whenever we have this smudge on our forehead is another time when we had that mark across our forehead. That was at baptism. Remember, at baptism, we are marked as Christ's own forever and sealed with the Holy Spirit. When I do the baptism, I take my finger and dip it in the oil and I mark that same sign across our forehead. It's interesting, though, because this evening, whenever we go home, we're all going to take a shower. I hope we're all going to take a shower. We're going to take a shower, and that mark's going to go away. That mark of ash, that mark of sin, that mark of sorrow is going to go away. But there's one thing that doesn't. It's that original mark that that priest or pastor put on you with that oil, marking you as Christ's own forever. That's not something that washes off, my brothers and sisters. That's something that sticks with us. That's the kind of thing that sticks with us, even whenever we've been out in the streets in our own way shouting, Crucify Him, Crucify Him. It's what sticks with us whenever we are in the darkest moments of our lives. That is something that will never leave us, because God, because Christ, will never leave us. I hope, my brothers and sisters, that as we leave here this evening, you will remember that you are loved, that you are cherished. And I hope, my brothers and sisters, that you will also remember that no matter what sin you may have had in your life, there is no sin. There is no blot against you that can't be made clean by the blood of our Lord. Amen.